I have to admit that up until now, the media has been a bit down on the whole artificial intelligence technological revolution. I mean, first of all, there's the threats to our jobs, not to mention the scammers trying to empty your bank account. Suffice to say, some amongst us have been slow to understand the potential of AI to help enhance our work. According to a consortium of academics and experts in AI, the Australian economy could see an uplift of more than $200 billion a year between now and the end of the decade if we fully embrace AI's potential. Professor Anton van den Hengel is the director at the Centre for Augmented Reasoning at the University of Adelaide and is a member of the Kingston Group, which has released this analysis. Professor, welcome to you. Why are we so afraid of artificial intelligence?
Yeah, indeed. It is an interesting question. I think really it's just the fear of change, to tell you the truth. AI is driving change in our society, but most of that change is positive. You know, everybody uses AI repeatedly every day. If you own a smartphone, then you're a regular AI user. And yet, you know, despite the familiarity that we all have with Facebook and Google and, you know, the weather forecast and maps and all of the wonderful things that AI does for us, people do seem to really focus on the fear.
Yeah, the fear of the new is certainly also not new. I think we've long been concerned about massively disruptive technologies that have the sort of ability to change everything rather quickly. Part of the issue that you argue is that there's this lack of investment in the AI sector here in Australia. You're arguing that's because the government has been too focused on safety rather than, I don't know, proliferation. But I suppose you'd have to argue that that is the government's job, to protect its citizens from threats such as this.
Yeah, indeed. It's understandable that they've focused on the primary area of community concern, and it's great that they've legislated a solution that I think is a really good response to a very challenging problem. But now that that response has been developed, the time is ripe to seek the opportunity rather than, you know, just to focus on the risk. You know, the risks of AI are relatively unspecified or, you know, weakly specified. The opportunities, however, are, you know, manifest and obvious, and so many of the countries we compare ourselves against are leaping upon those opportunities.
So manifest, in your view, that you've arrived at this figure of $200 billion a year in economic opportunity if we embrace AI centrally to our economy. How did you arrive at this figure?
Well, I must admit, I'm not the economist. All we did was commission the report, and there's an in-depth economic report in there, like as a full economic analysis. But really, the way it works is that AI will improve the productivity of every industry. So it's a lot like computers, the internet, all, you know, electricity, all of the things that we take for granted. This is just the next step in that technological change process. And every one of those processes has increased the productivity of every industry. And AI will do the same. It will make agriculture more effective. It'll make manufacturing more effective. It'll make education more effective. And improving the productivity of those businesses, of those industries, not only derives better income, you know, better opportunities for those, for the participants, it's critical to Australia's economic future if we're going to compete against countries that are doing exactly the same.
Yeah, on that, I'm curious about what countries and industries do you think, or what industries in what countries are effectively leaving Australia behind in artificial intelligence?
Well, so it started with online industries. They were the easiest ones to do. So Google and Facebook, had a fair impact on journalism. And then Uber came and had a big impact on the taxi industry, and that process is continuing. It's starting to impact agriculture right now, and you can already see the changes happening in mining around the world.
Last week, the Prime Minister announced the government's Future Made in Australia initiative, which promises to sort of revitalise manufacturing and innovation through billions of dollars in subsidies. Would you like to see some of this money directed towards developing AI?
Yes, indeed, because AI is critical to us making that that transition. We're not really in a position to compete against lower wage nations in making simple things. Our odds of competing by making a cheaper toaster than they can in China seem relatively long. So we need, if we're going to compete, we have to compete at the smart end of the spectrum, right? We have to compete in the manufacturing space that uses AI to develop products that we can sell globally without having to participate in a race to the bottom on wages.
You say AI could create 150,000 jobs before the end of the decade. Tell me that these jobs aren't just all sub-editing the output of ChatGPT. Give me a bit more detail on what kinds of jobs they could be.
Yeah, indeed. It's funny that people imagine that the jobs are just in AI or IT, but that's not it at all. What happens when you apply AI in an industry is that you improve your productivity and thus your competitiveness against other countries. So an investment in AI means that our agriculture industry will be more competitive and thus that we have more jobs in agriculture. It means that our manufacturing industry will be more competitive and thus that we have more jobs in manufacture. So it stops the process of us moving all of those jobs overseas and might onshore a few of them. So they're not jobs in AI, they're just jobs in the general economy that investing in AI brings back to Australia.
Today, the Executive Director of the Australian Writers Guild, Claire Pullen, told a parliamentary inquiry into the creative sector that AI is an existential threat to Australian writers and our cultural identity. Are you saying that these sorts of fears are perhaps overblown?
So the risk isn't from AI, it's from overseas AI. If we just use AI developed in the US, China, Canada, South Korea, or Singapore, then in doing so, we import their culture, their values, and as much as their data. We need to take control of our own AI so that Australian artists can use Australian AI to make Australian content.
And perhaps the argument about Australian-owned IP is not entirely a new one either. So, interesting conversation. Professor Anton van den Hengel is the director of the Centre for Augmented Reasoning at the University of Adelaide. He's a member of the Kingston Group. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.